Kwazi mure Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu chewe chidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami u Michael Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday the 17th of December 2019. Mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, and I'm Kamchiram Chirongwa Chedu Cheve Chidiki, uhlelo The Connection with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we talk about the country's education sector. Imfundo nyaye dzidzo. We look to analyze the conditions that students are working under, the conditions that teachers are working under in the country. And here we're talking about not just December itself, however, everything that has happened throughout the year of 2019. Now, Thakazo Muhle, recently the grade 7 results came out, and if anything came out from these revelations or the results that came out recently, is there was a highlighted difference between the results that came out from urban schools and the results that came out from rural schools. But however, before we delve deeper into the differences in terms of the results that came out from urban schools and rural schools, I want us to talk about the national pass rate. The national pass rate for grade 7 in the year of 2019 declined in comparison to the national pass rate of 2018. It declined by 5.18%. Once again, 2018, gwagula abantu abaningi. That past 2019 went down by 5.18%. In 2018, and I quote, 326,685 students sat the grade 7 exam. I repeat, 2018, 326,685 students sat the grade 7 exam. Now in 2019, this immediately went down to 323,217. So 2018, kwagula bantu 326,685 that abathole ithuba lokubhala ama exam awe grade 7. Kulumnyaka it was 323,207. There were 3,478 students less that got to write the grade 7 exams. Now, let's head over to what I talked on early on, which was the difference between the results of urban and private schools. A tweet recently written by Permanent Secretary of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Umnumzana Unick Mangwana, highlighted the differences. Now, in the top 10, kwakugcwele izikolo that are all in the urban, that are all urban schools. Kodwa bottom 10, kwakugcwele izikolo zasemaphandleni, izikolo zokuma rural schools, of which majority of them were formulated of schools from the Matabeleland region. Lapo ezinye izikolo even scored a pass rate of 0%, which would say not even one person was able to pass in these schools. Now experts say ukuthi there's several different reasons as to why the national pass rate decreased by 5.18% kulumnyaka. One of them being the deployment of teachers who do not speak indigenous languages within different communities. And another one, of course, being the bad conditions that teachers and students had to go through throughout the year of 2019. Now, for those that don't know, the current state of the economy is something that's affecting izikolo, indlela abantu abasakhulayo bafunda ngayo esikolweni. The current state of the economy is affecting the way that students are learning within the classrooms. This year alone saw so many waves of teachers taking to the streets, protesting the current state of the economy, as they're also saying, kuthi bona njengababalisi, ibo sebarayiridzi, are also incapacitated. Abanye abotisha ngempela babekhala besithi asilayo imali yokuthengisinkwa, angilayo imali yokuthi ngihambise umntanami esikolweni. Those were the cries of some of the teachers. Now, these strikes is something that also indirectly affected abantu abasakhulayo who are all attending class and finding ukuthi there were no teachers. The next video we're about to play demonstrates that.
We were not learning.
Yeah?
We were not learning. Today, they were not just today. All we were doing was making them.
Yes, it's very true that I didn't go to work today.
The reason why I didn't go to work is that we are on strike. The life of a Zimbabwean teacher, to tell you the truth, I think if you look at me as I am, it can manifest itself. It doesn't need a scientific explanation. Can you believe that I am a teacher? Just a nobody in Zimbabwe. We have got no food to eat in the morning. We are going to work on an empty stomach. Our kids have no food. We can't afford to buy even a loaf of bread. Even one loaf of bread per week, we cannot afford to do that.
All right, Mbalisi Lo, that was a teacher, Mrairi Dzivamnyaradzi Masiwa. He's one of the Zimbabwean teachers. He was explaining, what do they have to go through throughout the year of 2019? Liamuzwa, uyakhala ngempela uMnyaradzi uthi, hi, bona njengababalisi, they couldn't even afford, uthi bazithengile isinkwa bona njengababalisi. Uthi yena, ubona ngani abantu, don't put, esingathi value on, ababalisi, ngenxa yokuthi the pay payment that they're receiving is next to peanuts. So if you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, this Jelumbo Noe Numaila Motabulu Konekutwini, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. WhatsApp +12024650318. Mnokwan sound phone rajakare live paru nari kutra mu pindo mu wike mu tauro maunreny pamsoro peni aya tonight nasum chirongwa +12026192077. So if you're looking to call me live on air, you can call me on +12026192077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequencies. You can call 4930-13860 neku 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. And on the internet, we're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com. We're streaming live on www.voandebele.com. So WhatsApp, Facebook, Internet, Tiripo, live, Trukutepenura, Magatira, Chironga, Chiricha, Chidiki, Ushelo, The Connection with your boy, Mike Ove. Hey, hola, Ndeipiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana ukuthola uthawara neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, @BigMike3 is my username on Twitter and Instagram. Gotom, Twagazo Mutle Zimbabwe, Mutle Msan, Manyaku Instagram, Neku Twitter, Tripano. For the next hour, Sagamo Kwanisa Ukana Mchida, Msakangano Kushare, Chirongwa, Kuitra, Tuone, No, Wandu Edu, Msakangano Kunyurama, Namba, Gamchida, Pinam Chirongwa, Lena Kosh, Upala, Inombolo Zoksing, Uza City, Tinte, Silingen, Selani Gushello, Mokwanisa Kunyura, Pama Page, Eduma Tatu, Facebook, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Uezepa, VOA Studio 7. Once again, Zimbabwe Mushe, welcome to The Connection with your boy, Michael Hove, Nasum Chirongwa. We're discussing Nyaya Ye Education, Dzidzo. We're hearing Uti, hey, abantu abasakhulayo abaku ehlandele grade 7 warikunyora ma grade 7 aya hanzi kune vanhu vakawanda over 3000 students vasina kuwana mukana wekunyora gore rino. That of course showed kuti pass rate yegore rino yakabva yadzika. Same time haumana ndizvo zvakabva zvaitika. Singakhangela ngale eMathebeleland. There's some schools, over 10 schools, lapo okwa recordwa is 0% pass rate. Kushukuthi not even one student in over 10 schools got a chance ukuthi bapase. Ukuthi kuyini okwenza ukuthi lokhu kwenzakale? Asazi, asazi. But I'm looking to hear more from my guests abazobengena kuhlelo besitshela okunenge sikhanqe ukuthi lamhla kuhlelo sizabe silomnumzana uSifiso Ndlovu thakatharisira nje kare kuthi va Robson Jere nawo bachanga bachipinda mchirongwa. But I hear ukuthi umnumzana Ndlovu is already on the line asizweni ukuthi yena uthini ngodaba lokhona egudwini. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Ndlovu, today we're discussing about the most recent grade 7 results that saw over 10 schools in Matabeleland coming through with a 0% pass rate. We saw the national pass rate itself went down. What exactly caused such a thing?
Thank you very much. I've left the title, Mr. Ndlovu, for you. I'm now Dr. Ndlovu.
Oh, Dr. Ndlovu. Uxolo, Doc. Uxolo.
Yes. You are talking about the pass rate at grade 7, which by computation has revealed that we lost some 5 percentage points in terms of in comparative terms to last results, which is true. The pass rate generally throughout the country went down by 5%. And you are asking why this has happened. There are a number of factors that have come in here to intervene in this said development. First and foremost, let us observe that the grade 7 that were being marked now were grade 7 that were being marked using the old curriculum, meaning that this current cohort had not been introduced to the current curriculum anyway. So we must keep that in mind, and then we may have to look at what other issues therefore came in. But what we are seeing now is that the morale of the teaching force is very low, and because the morale is very low, we are losing some of our most experienced teachers who are now leaving the profession. And when you lose experienced teachers, you are actually losing people who are well-versed in bringing up children to speed in terms of meeting their examination expectations. So we must take that as one of the aspects of the losses. But at the same time, we must not forget that even the issue of teacher deployment has an effect. What we mean here, you may want to understand that rural schools mostly are disadvantaged in the sense that they are not attractive environmentally, and as a result, many teachers shun those areas. And even those who are posted there quickly put applications to leave, and that is an indication of a high teacher turnover in the schools. Because of that high teacher turnover, therefore the culture in the schools changes year to year, and as a result, you cannot build up a very solid culture of succeeding or success. And that is one aspect that we can also look at. And when I talk about the low morale, we are also seeing the same teachers who are having to suffer from what I call burnout. Burnout is a result of heavy loads. Why heavy loads? Heavy loads in rural schools, in particular, where there is a shortage of teachers, you find that the replacement does not come in quickly. And in some instances, you will see even a teacher at the infant level teaching children up to 100, which in itself is a rally. And the rally cannot be said to be a class, and no teacher can interact sufficiently with that kind of those numbers of students. This therefore leads to teachers to say, "What else can I do? I'll leave things as they are." That's the nature of the burnout that we see in the schools.
I say, I'm going to go to the school. 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 All right, so Zimbabwe Muhle, you heard there from Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu, yena ngwenhlanganiso eZimbabwe teacher izimtha. Asizwene ukuthi yengiyezo ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndikuzondile emthereri wokuthangara ukuphinda mchirongo ngathi nze ukuthi umthereri ndiyani ari po parinare. Khona khona umthereri ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu chebethi diki ndiyani ari po parinare apo.
Ndiwachakabveyo.
Mkomachakabveyo zviri kufamba.
Ziri nani handinonyatsonzwa kuti musoro wenyu inyaya wakamira sei apo.
Tiri kubata nyaya dzedzidzo kuZimbabwe uko. Hanzi gore rino vechidiki vakawanda vakawanawo mukana wekunyora maexam egrade 7. Hanzi aiwa kune vazhinji vakafeila zvechokwadi. Tina Dr. Ndlovu varipo apo parunhare ndivo munyarikani wedu wokutanga aripo muchirongwa. Vari kuti hanzi pane mareasons akawanda. Imwewo ndeyekuti hanzi varayiridzi vari kuchema vachiti handichawanawo mukana wekuti ndingaitewo kamari sezvo varayiridza havasi kubhadharwa zviri nyore. Saka vazhinji vavo vakuita mabasa akasiyana siyana asi zvaakuafekta dzidzo dzevechidiki. Saka ndachida kunzwawo maonereni.
Ya ichokwadi ichochocho.
Mm.
Chinhu chekutanga chinofanira kuzikanwa nemunhu wese ari muZimbabwe ndechekuti vana vedu vakasadzidza nhasi.
Mm-hmm.
Makore makumi maviri anoteera tinenge taane dambudziko nekuti munhu asina kudzidza anoitiswa zvese zvese. Ende zvinhu zvakanyanya zvinoitika umbavha umondi hunowanika pavanhu vanenge vasina chikoro. Uyezve chinhu chandingakurudzire kana pane vanhu vemachechi chero chechi ipi zvayo, kudhara kwaiitwa maSunday school masabbath school, kunyange mwana asina kudzidza but akaita go through that process anenge ari nani pane mwana asina kuwana Sunday school kana sabbath school kana chikoro. Zvinhu zvakakosha izvozvozvo. Nyika yedu iri kurasika pakuti iri kutadza kubatanidza chitendero nechikoro. Zvinhu zvinofambirana pamwe chete but nyika iri kuzvipatsanura zvinhu izvozvo. Then ndochiuya panyaya yemusic handidi. Dzimu dzadzo, let me be very specific, nditaure chokwadi kwete zvekumbonyarana. Dzimu dzadzo yauraya vana. Ini pandai ndiri kuHarare during school days, ukapinda mukombi nevana, munhu ari kudraivha anoridza music yaya deliberately. And music iri kuridzwa iyi ndeyevanhu vakuru but ichiteererwa nevana veprimary school. Vana ivavo kunyange vachienda kuchikoro tinogona kuzovarescuea sei vana vakadaro. Vana vanofanirwa kutakurwa netransport kwaitawo zvinoenderana nechikoro, kana kutotakurwa nemabhazi ezuko asingaridze music. Hazvibatsire kuti tiite vana vanoita zvemusic neuronde zvinofambidzana. Munhu anoita muimbi chete but vanoteera music yacho vanogona kuparara. Saka chikoro chinofanira kuongororawo zvinhu izvozvo kuti vana vatakurwa sei kuenda kuchikoro, uye zvavanonzwa vari kumba kuchechi zvinofanira kukosheswa zvinhu izvozvo.
Aiwa, saka zvino nyaya yacho nemaonerenyu inogadziriswa sei nai mukoma tichipedza nemini kuti pane vamwe vavo vateereri vakamira parunhare vada kupinda muchirongwa?
Oraiti, nyaya yedu inogadziriswa kuti ngatitangei kumachechi, even matraditional leaders edu machiefs nanachive sava vari kutaurwa apa havasi kubatsira mukuumba nyika muculture yedu kana munhu wedu tisina kuisa chitendero chechristianity. So far tichitaura chivanhu chedu vari kutadza. Vana vanofanira kuchengetedzwa sevana. Mwana anofanira kuziva kuti vabereki vari kudii ravo vanhu vari kwavo, kwete kuti tifanane. Hatifiwe takafanana ende anobva aparara mwana iyeye akajamba chimwe chinhanho achienda chepamusoro.
Haiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka muteereri. Mukola tinotenda zvikuru, tinobonga nekupinda muchirongwa.
Maita basa nekurifonera, ndatenda ndafara zvikuru.
Haiwa, mudzoke next week, chirongwa ndechenyu handisi.
Tinotenda.
All right, so let me go back to Dokotela Ndlovu sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngombono kanomlaleli okhona ecingweni. Dr. Ndlovu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line. Thank you.
Right. Siqhubekeleni phambili. One thing that abanye abalaleli ngoba sike sa post umbuzo ku emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook, and abanye abalaleli seem to be talking about udaba lokuthi when we look at areas such as Matabeleland, akula development ening, there's not much development going on. Is this something that's affecting indlela abantu abasakhulayo are learning?
Yes, it is true. That maybe there's generally some slow development in some of the areas, in the rural areas, but it's not all the areas that are affected that way. Mm-hmm. And we may not make a very justifiable conclusion to suggest that it is only in Matabeleland that there is low development. Mm-hmm. You can also find similar low development in Zarawani and some of the far-lying areas. Go down to Chipinge, you also find some of those areas. Mm-hmm. Those are far outlying areas which are generally lacking in development, and society is not concentrating more on those far-flung areas and disadvantaged communities. But then coming to your question, is it true? Yes, it is true. There is a correlation, particularly in Matabeleland South, where we have some of the schools that are very poorly developed. Mm-hmm. And then the culture of educating children is also diminished by the poverty that is surrounding them, and eventually forcing some of the parents to allow children to prematurely leave school and therefore not putting importance on the education of their children. Mm-hmm. And that way, we are encouraging children to not to see the value of education as an investment for the future. If that is the case, then yes, I would agree that that does affect, because we find that migration to neighboring countries is very rife in those far-flung areas like Chikalapala and many other areas in much south, where children quickly cross the border to South Africa or even to Mozambique to look for menial jobs. And that way, they think they can take care of their parents and take care of themselves by doing those menial jobs. But in the process, also affect the other children in terms of valuing education.
Mm-hmm. Doc, what's in Ngubambe? Umlomo, one more time, Tatumunyum Laleli Ngabonga, Ngungelok Selangit.
Yeah.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, kids, stay in school. Leamusu Togotela, uyalikhuthaza ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo, stay in school. Asizweni ukuthi umunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, anothi nemaundro a Doc Ndlovu. Khona mthereri, ndinomgamtshela emtshirongwa, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ngibani ongenayo ecingweni.
Makadi yenyu.
Thinani, makadi yenyu.
Ndiripo, aiwa ndizofonawo ndiri kuno Zimbabwe. Ha, situation yamataura iyi handainzwa zveshuwa.
Ibvai matutudza maundirei.
Ya, handi kuona hangu kunyanyoitika. Ndikuona sekuti maomero akaita zvinhu munyaya dzemavuzoupfumi izvi. Ndozvandiri kuona zviri zvimwe zviri kunyanya kukonzesa matambudziko muzvikoro umu, kunyanya kuvana vanoita zvemabhodhingi aya. Ya, saka ndoona sekuti ndopanobva matambudziko. Zviri vana vazhinji unoona vaakuita musikanzwa muzvikoro. Vaakutsvaga kana varume chaivo nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachida kuzama kusupplimenta mari dzavo. Saka ndoona riri ndo rimwe dambudziko rokuoma, uye zvikatasa makwiriro aita zvinhu especially maschool fees evana vacho. Ndo rimwe dambudziko futi riri kukonzeresa kuti zvinhu zvimwe zvinyanyonetsa mukudaro.
Saka zvino mukoma Kalima, ibvai matiudzawo kuti nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei, nekuti inyaya inenge yatonetsa zvikuru saka kunyika.
Ya, dambudziko randinoona ndere kuti hongu katinogona kutaura masolutions, but tichida kunyatsotsvaga dambudziko chairo kuti chikunyanya kukonzeresa sosiri kukonzeresa zvinhu izvi, ndoona sekuti kuoma kana kuti kusamira zvakanaka kwakaita ikonomi yedu, ndoona sekuti ndochinhu chinoda kutanga kugadziriswa. Tinogona hedu kugadzisa mamwe maproblems madiki madiki aya, but real source yacho dambudziko iri yekuti kuoma kwezvinhu muza kana munhu aomerwa anoita zvese zvese, kana mwana wechikoro chaiye anopedzisira akupinda kana mumabhawa chaimo nenyatsotsvaga mari. Gozani rasa pleenda kuchikoro kunodiwa zvinodiwa zvidiwa nemari dzekudyiwa chikoro, ndorimwe dambudziko randiri kuona ini.
Saka zvino kana ririro dambudziko rachona, hapana here mukana wekuti vechidiki vangogarawo vari kuchikoro vongopedzawo chikoro, then vochiitawo zvavanofanirwa kuita kutsvagawo mari, nekuti pamaholiday ndipo paunokwanisa kubudawo kavomboitawo kabasa kabasa.
Yeah, izvo zvinogona hazvokuita sekudaro. Kuti pane pamwe pouti mwana anogona kungari pachikoroka, but asina mukana wekuti azowana mamwe mapiece jobs ake ekuita during the holidays. Saka izvozvo zvinomukonzeresa kuti wose anongoziva zvoita vanhu vane mari dzavo. Vanongoenderana nechikoro ivai vachitoziva kuti hano mabig dara tinoziva ane mari dzavo vaivai. Vanoshandisawo advantage iyo yekuoma kunenge kwakaita upenyu. Then vanenge vava kuchengetedza vana vaivai vachivatsvetera vachivapa mari. Saka izvozvo zvinokonzeresawo kuti vana vange vava kuita misikanzwa mukati mechikoro imomo.
Aiwa takunzwa tipeiwo mazuva enyu okupedzisira mukoma kale.
Ya, ndinongoda hangu kukurudzira kuti dai vanoona nezvekugadziriswa kwezveupfumika vanga vakwanisa kubata, nokuti matambudziko haachazi kubata muzvikoro chete, anoafekta zvinhu zvakawanda. Even mukatarisa education system yevana vacho, even kupasa nepasi rate yavo yavainoita iyaya, zviri kutovaafekta zvekare. Nenyaya yekuti even ticha wacho chaichai anenge achitoda kuti mari kubva kumastudents dzekutanzira maextra services dziyadziya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvandikuona kuti zviri kungokonzeresa kubva kumaticha kusvika kuvana vechikoro zvese.
Aiwa takunza zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzokewo next week handisi.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa nemiwo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle, that was umnumzana uKhalima, one of our callers ongenayo kuhlelo uthi hayi yena ubona ngani isimo somnotho is one of the things that seems to be affecting abantu abasakhulayo, ikakhulukazi when we're talking about imfundo. Let's see what's happening ku WhatsApp here too. Ngibona abantu ngempela kulabantu abaningi abafisa ukungena kuhlelo. Tishakufonela imsearch ke nyupa la mkoma makado Ndlovu vava waisa number. Tishakufonela mkoma makado, tinotenda zvikuru. Pana Joshua nayo arida kupinda muchirongo ari ku South Africa, tishakufonela. Pana Joachim nayo aisa number ari ku Botswana, Dumelang Joshua Dumelang. Then pana umwe ari kuti hi Mike, ndokumbira kuti ndifonere aiwa msearch ke, tinotenda zvikuru. Sa munhu wese arida kupinda muchirongo tishakufonela nhasi chirongwa chenyu. Asipone nukuta abantu batini ema kasine tu pa ma Facebook page edu matatu. Pa VOA show na zechokwadi pane wanhu wakawanda wari kunyora ma comments avo. Pana Vitalis aruti I'm watching you from Brussels. How's Brussels? Kurisei kwa ku Brussels. Mkoma Vitalis tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Alec ari kutionawo ari ku Cape Town. Aiwa tinenge tiri kwese tiri kwese. Hanzi na Herbert ma teacher mazhinji hanzi mashoma vari kurasana pamitauro. That seems to be a very important thing. As is when you go to Doc Ndlovu yena utsini. Doc, u correct ngwane? Ngiyazo kuti ukulomlaleli wothi ngiqala ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to Doc. Ndikunzwa ndine mthereri, khola mthereri ongenayo kuhlelo ngubani?
Ngindiweni baba.
Baba ndiweni unjani?
Ngiyaphila linjani lena
baba? Hayi siyaphila, usixhuma ngapi baba ndiweni?
Ngisema ngone waseNkayi la.
Ah, perfect, eNkayi, Matebelelenti. Siyezwa ukuthi kulabantu abasakhulayo abaningi yayi i-grade 7 ibashayele ngempela, kwaba izikolo eziyi-10 zaphuma nge-0 percent pass rate ku-grade 7. Kahle kahle kwenzakalani eMatabeleland?
Ya, usuphesibelalo yikuthi nginanzelele indaba yababalisi kakhulu ukuthi bese bengani bayaphambaniseka kukhumbuleni kahle ngenxa yesigaba senzuzo okufanele ukuthi ngawo uhulumende banika yona. Bekube khona ukungazwisiseki kahle ngenxa ukuthi lokufundisa bese bekwenza bese kunganika kusacaci kahle. Ngingachaza ngithi mina even lalapha bese kulanda ukuyavalwa kwezikolo, ngingakutshela enye into engazange ngizwise ukuthi kathi abantwana babhale njani ama-exams ngenxa ukuthi in terms of futhi kumemele babhale 2-2 but bagcine bebhala ama-1-1. Ama-teachers they were there at school but bese kungelanto abayenzayo, just kuphela uku-cover up ukuthi kuthiwe basemsebenzini ukwenzela ukuthi bathole that lick yona le income abayivumele nohulumende athi ubanika yona kodwa engakwani lutho.
Uyamuza uDoc Ndlovu uyasho ukuthi ngempela imoral yababalisi hayi ilo. Ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenzekale ukuze bathuthukise ababalisi in turn bethuthukisa njalo abafundi?
Ya, okuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende wethu njengomqhashi wababalisi ngiyokufanele ukuthi abe responsible kulokho. Abone ukuthi njengomqhashi kufana njengobaba mayese ekhaya ekhangela izingane, kufanele ubone ukuthi ingane zakho zingabe zijabulile yini njengobaba wena ukhangela izingane ukuba ziyathola yini okufanele zikuthole. Uhulumende yikho okufanele ukuthi ngawe uyakwenza njengalokhu enguye ongubaba walezingane ezingababalisi, ngoba ababalisi banamhlanje bakhangele ukuthi nabo manje bakwanisa ukuthi noma bafundise abantu babo, bakwanisa ukuthi noma babenze noma izimo ofanele bazi noma manje kakhulu bakhave infekti noma ama-problems abo ngendlela yenzuzo lofanele bazi. Kodwa manje namhlanje inzuzo yangikhona isile figa yawelayo enkulu kodwa engayenzi lutho but still elokhu ishota mase sifaka to equivalent noma imali yangaphandle nje US dollar imali yokuthi imali abayithola imali engani ayilancedo ayincedi futhi so it gives them a low morality ukuthi baye esikolo baba down instead ukuthi babe le high morale.
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa mabandiweni, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo hothi ngithatha umunye umlaleli angathi
ngibonga kakhulu baba lami ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that's another one of our callers. Undiweni, he was on the line there. We are here. Hi. Hurumende, say, Hanzi, Hurumende, you should treat it like a family setting. Hanzi, kana pari pana mdara, baba wemba. Hanzi, na yo antangashika, otarisa uktumunu, wesari boere. Hanzi, Hurumende, should treat warairids in the same way to make sure kuti aiwa warairids na wo. Spirit yao is uplifted. Wanu kwanisa ukuzidzisa vechidiki in the perfect setting. Ngatinzo yukuti, Dr. Ndlovu, wanu tina maundre mtereri. Mr. Ndlovu, Dr. Ndlovu, connect to me. Right. So I wanted to talk about the language barrier that you touched on earlier on. I've spoken to so many people, especially from areas such as Matabeleland and other areas, of course, in the nation, where they talk about how some teachers are deployed into the area. Godwa, they can't speak the local language. And Jalo, vice versa, where some people from Matabeleland will go to Mashonaland, but they can't speak the language. How do you break an issue like that? Because actually, before we even get to how to break the issue, what is causing these deployments? Why would you take umuntu ongakwazi ukukhulumisa isiNdebele and put them in an area where people primarily speak that language?
Yes, the problem does not only begin with the recruitment. It does not begin with the deployment. It also begins with the recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
We must, as a nation, have a clear indication of how many numbers of teachers do we need in a particular region. And where do we get the teachers? We must get the teachers from the areas where the language is spoken, mm-hmm. so that we can have sufficient teachers, particularly in the lower grades, from ECDA up to about grade 3. The local language is very critical in concept development. And that is the stage where we have a formative development of the brain and the language and the concepts. Everything must be done with the aid of the local language.
Mm-hmm.
That's how children will develop meaningfully. That is an emphasis that the society, the Zimbabwean population must demand to be executed by the relevant ministries, that they should recruit people from areas that the language is mostly spoken. We definitely will have the correct numbers. The second address that we can do is to ensure that we take every language as important, and we can now teach that language even in colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Every teacher must, as a matter of training, be able to speak and be proficient in two or so languages, local languages, so that they don't become misfits when they are in any particular environment. We have teachers sometimes whom we must now train and retrain and put again into focus in terms of correct fit into the community, where the teacher must have the appropriate attitude, skills, or intelligence which will make them relevant to that community.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot have teachers who can teach in an area, for instance, 20 years, and the person cannot still speak the local language. That is an attitudinal problem which must be addressed by the value system in our schools, by the value system in our education system.
Mm-hmm.
So we must address that issue as well from that angle. But then there is one of the listeners who spoke on the issue of societal ills.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the cause of the children's delinquency is a result of an economic meltdown. True, that could be the case. But the other issue is that there is generally a moral decadence which must be addressed by proper education grounded on ubuntu wethu. And that kind of education must bring about the value and the morals that are revered by Zimbabweans. We may even have a good economy, but if you have a value system that is dead, we'll have people who can even mismanage that economy. That is one area which we can address.
Mm-hmm. Ngiyakuzwa Dr. Ndlovu. Now tell me something. What exactly is happening in urban schools that's not necessarily happening in rural schools? I was taking a look at the top 10 schools, that are in urban areas. What are bottom 10? What exactly is causing this difference between the two?
The rural and the urban divide has a long history. First and foremost, the issues of facilities and exposure to the learners is different. The issue of the numbers of teachers and the support generally given by the parents in an urban setup is different from the support that is there. So you realize that the schools get support depending on the economic endowments of the community. Where a community is well resourced, it goes an extra mile in supporting education of the children. Mm-hmm. For instance, if the community decides that we are all going to have our children doing computer science, even from ECD, you may find that ECD children have got tablets and they are able to manipulate those things right from the start, from school level at the entry level, and right up to grade 7 if they need to. So those are economic endowments. So the difference is as a result sometimes of the community economic advantages that they get. And at the same time, the parent that we have. But then the issues again, as I said, the teacher mobility. Mm-hmm. Teachers tend to stay longer in one school in urban areas than in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Very little turnover. That is very important. Remember, even if you had a computer in class in front of a child, it will not teach the child. Mm-hmm. But if the teacher is worth more than 20 textbooks, and that's the teacher who must add value to any resource that is at the school. And that is why the continuity of teachers in a particular school is very important, that they remain as much, as long as possible in the community. They'll get to understand their children better.
Mm-hmm. Let me hold you one more time, Ntatu Mlaleli, and then I'll come back to you. I need to talk. All right, Zimbabwe Mushi, that was Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu or Zimta. As is when Utsi Umlaleli and Utin in Rugunzo, Dinem Terre, Arupina Pachurongwa, Koda Kodam Terre, Dinum Kamtram Churongwa, Janari Poparnari.
Hello.
Hey, Zrufam Baba.
Ah, Napila, Dinjava.
I say appeal and Bano connecting me.
Kumanum Tolom.
Baba Mtolomba, Injanibir.
Hayi mishana siyancengaba kudubo kuphela.
Usikhuma ngapi?
Mina ngikhuma ngisebhinga.
Siyeza ukuthi abanye ababalisi labo bayakhala besithi udubo abasakwanisi nokufundisa abafundi. Sibone ama results awe grade 7 asanda ukuphuma. Kulesikolo at least 10 eMathebeleland lapho abantu lapho okungaphumanga vele even 1% esingathi umfundi waphumelela. Awusitshela umbono wakho ukuthi kahle kwenzakalani eMathebeleland lapho ukukhanya ngani kule 0% pass rate.
Uhlupho olukhona ukuthi ezikolo eziningi ababalisi abayenelanga uyafika ukuthi isikolo kulaba balisi umebhaba ngu-4 kuphela. Grade 1 to 7. So abantwana babengasafunda amanye ama-grade laphana. Mkho kuba lihlupho. Then olunye uhlupho futhi olukhona, ungabuya ngapha kithi ebhinga la, ugcwele amatisha angasaziyo isidonga. Ngawavele kufunda isidonga. So amatisha la akasazi isidonga. So uzafika ukuthi nguyabe fundisa grade 1 wona uyabe fundisa ngesindebele, mufundisa ngesishona, mufundisa ngesivenda. Kodwa into esimangalisayo ukuthi bagcwele abantu abakhuluma isidongo, kumele ukuthi ngabe baqhathwa ebhinga, bafundisa abantu bebhinga. Kodwa kuyabe kubuya abantu abangasaziyo isidongo. Yikho kuba luhlupho eMathebeleland. Kungaze uye enkayi khona ngale zafika kula bantu abakhuluma isidongo khona ngale bengasazi isindebele kumbe bakhuluma isishona nebengasazi isindebele.
So
at the end vele umntwana lana kasafundi kuhle ngoba uzabe ngu-grade 1 ulimalazwe isindebele usodwa kumbe isitonga so utisha wakhe ilanguage yakhe kayazi.
Ubona ngani i-solution ngaba yokuthi abazali bona baqala ukufundisa abantwana babo indimi more than one language endlini ukuthi ungafika endlini maybe ukukhulume nomntana wakho umfundisi Shona njalo isindebele o umfundisi Khiwa njalo isindebele o umfundi indimi ezijene ubona ngani that could be a solution
akusazo kwenze ngoba xa uvele kunje umsazi isindebele ngeke umhlala ephansi ukukhulu umfundisi umntwana ulimi angalungekhoyo ngkhaya i-solution ngene ukuthi nga umuntu elindebele kayifundisa isindebele ebhinga ukufundisa abantu besitongeni ebhedruthi ukufundisa abantu besivendeni yiyo iplan ezanceda ukwenza ukuthi uhlupho lololelangoji lungcedakane
hayi siyakuzwa baba mdolomba gciba asicela asizwena amazwi akho okugcina
okunye njalo okuhluphayo vele usigaba lesi esemandebeleni siphansi kakhulu yasiphutha abantu baphila ngokulima ukulima khona oku yikho lapho bathola khona imali yokuthi babhadalele abantwana so nxa izulu lingasanga nanga ngakunje abantwana kabahambe ezikolo ngoba kuyabe kuyindlala baswele yona ibhuku lokuyathenga ngoba imali yokuthenga ibhuku ngoba vele imali yabo ingekho abavunanga kuhle emasimini yikho kwenza ukuthi nangaye sesiyabhala uGrace Steven nayo bengafundanga amalanga ayeneleyo
hayi siyakuzwa
lihlupho sibili kakhulu ukuthi ngawo uhulumende uyangenela ancedise bona laba abantu abanjalo izikole zemakhaya ngale kokuzaba ngcono amatisha kukhatha amatisha kwani izikolo zonke
hayi siyakuzwa baba mdolomba
emathebeleni yizo ezilaba ezisilelayo kakhulu ematitsheni
hayi siyakuzwa baba mdolomba siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi baba
siyabonga baba
Right, Zimbabwe muhle mavakunzi wakuna vamdolomba chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe ivo vari kugara kuBhinga uko vari kutsanangura hanzi zviri kusangana nevechidiki kuBhinga hanzi inyaya iyo yokuti kuBhinga vanotaura rurimi rwetonga they speak tonga kuBhinga uko saka hanzi vazhinji varairidzi havakwanisi kutaura rurimi rwetonga vari kudiploma vari kusvika ikoko asi havasi kukwanisa kutaura local language iriko ikoko saka hanzi vanobva vasangana nematambudziko ekuti kunenge kune mwana abva anenge akuda kupindawo kuchikoro asi pane communication barrier between the two tipei maonerenyu ngatinzwei maonerenyu pindai muchirongwa kana muchida mokwanisa kuti text pa WhatsApp pa +1202 465 0318 kana unifonera live parunare pa +1202 619 2077 asi ndiri kunzwawo ndine umwe muteereri asi zoine kuti iyena uti ndingotavele kone kotwini ngatinzwewo kuti muteereri anoti kola kola muteereri welcome to the program ndiani aripo parunare
ewa mike kunjani
hayi ngiyaphila wena unjani futi ngubani okhona ecingweni
lapho kulamasuku lapho sentabazi
hawu baba masuku unjani
hayi mina ngiyaphila kunjani kabona
hayi mina ngiphilile asizweni phela umbono wakho baba masuku
uyazi ngithanda ukuthi into enezithe zike zaphuma nasejele nabantu ezilalele engithanda nje ukuthi sikhulume nale qiniso lapha abantu emathethekeleni into meyl is not all about konke okukhuluma ngakho kumuntu into meyl is a political motivated thing
kanjani
according to my understanding
kanjani baba masu
into zonke ezimbi ziba khona le mathebeleleni right I would like to come back to the issue yabokukhura hundithi aphende emathebeleleni into ekhona ukuthi kungabi losendo lemandebeleni but there is confusion in Matabeleland. You cannot have his courage in 10. You say, Rimtano, he had to pass her. What are we trying to say? We are born into a corner, you think, there. Our corner, our tuna, made our corner. They are killing Matabeleland. They are not just as far as Matabeleland. No, in actual fact, Agula's call isn't a film to me one with a pass. There are no resources. I would not mind if I were my president. In the zone, the center, the corner, half of the machinery. Two, the crew and language barrier, which becomes another thing. Ugufaga, I want to show name with my phone, the same market president. It's another way of killing the developed people. Nova Kayan Boneka, these people are brewing, I want our ones, who ran out of the food. Now, the generation is dead. Akuna muntu ongakwanisa ukuthi ayefundisa emathebeleleni engakwazi ukuthi umntwana afunde ukuthi baba mama uyabefundisana in actual fact akunzeli ukuthi out of 10 ikolo akuna mntwana e-intelligent okuthi angakwanisa ukuphuma le-one subject it's impossible it's very important. Onke lokho esingakudinga lokhu these people are there to create anarchy endaweni ezinjengamathebelele nje kungabi lo muntu ofundileyo kube bengxabangxoza njengakhonoku kubona kusenzakala khanye libone ti-five akwanisi unesi i-tif ayekhona ngalo mfuzasilimashonaleni ayelapha le etholoto isalukazi zizasuka ngaphaya esibhedlela sike semitshelo ngokuthi khona sibulawa likolo leni into yakhona ethiwa likolo kayani ubona ngalo mnika amaphilisi ayani umuntu yena lo i-killing the society amangalo believe gawule the defend this kind of territory abayabe nayo besenzile. They cannot even put up such kind of thing. Kates Nchate Amangu because it's important. And that thing started from the same people as the Matabelelen. They are fighting themselves bona ngwabo. Okuthi kutakona konkoro kwabo ezifa mighty sekona group the people should come to extinct in an accounting. So sicela nje ukuthi omunye umnyaka nje God is going to listen to us. Kube
awungitshele ke baba Masuku udaba lolu kumele lulungisiswe njani ke
udaba lolu kulungisa we have got a lot of representatives in parliament. They never even raised to read parliament with that. There is an anomaly. So I want to say a point of whatever they call it, parliament. Look at the scenario with it. Out of such schools, you get 110. Or 70, that's not the same.
Ifoni yakho ayisazwakali baba Maso. Inetwork awusazwakali baba. Hayi. Hayi, alright. Uthi ngicela uproducer wami ukuthi akufonele back and then sasama ukuza ukuthi ubuthi nangathi. Ngiyabonga Mr. Masuku, iwo vamasuku vari kuti haiwa, why is it that zvinhu zvinogara zvichingoitika kumathebelelend uko, vabata nyaya dzakasiyana siyana, vabata nyaya yerurimi, nyaya yelanguage inenge iri kungoenda mberi. Ngationei kuti vanhu vari kuti pamapeji edu paFacebook apa, hanzi naTop Fan wedu Trust Chipanga, how do kids concentrate on an empty stomach? Nzara yanyanya munyika, pamabasa chaipo production yacho affected, hunger and anger goes hand in hand. Anzi nati here chidziwo ndifonero ada kupawo pfungwa dzake panyaya tinayo pane vanhu vakawanda zvechokwadi hanzi nadarikai kuPretoria kwakanaka chaizvo aiwa tinotenda zvikuru hanzi naBoas Jaya guru havachakwanise kucontrola vachita nevana. Talent michemwa naye vari kuti hanzi Michael uri seiko mukoma aiwa ndiribo mukoma ngatinzwei kuti Doc Ndlovu vanoti Doc Ndlovu usakone cengwe. Right, a lot seems to have transpired. A lot of points seem to have come about. The main one being the issue of development, the main one being the issue of language. Now, those two seem to go hand in hand, and it seems some would argue it's coincidental, some would argue it happens everywhere. But how is it that all these issues keep happening to abantu abasakhulayo abasemathebeleni?
I'm not sure whether we are going to be focusing only in Matabeleland.
No, we're looking at the whole nation at hand, seeing the eco.
In Chipinge, Shangani, and Dao, they are in Manicaland. So I don't want to reduce this into a regional perspective because it may send a message of thinking that the country is generally marginalized only in Matabeleland, and we could be fueling a perception which is not probably justifiably so. However, what we observe is that the analysis that you are referring to has picked up Matabeleland as one of the most affected areas. Mm-hmm. But we do have 0% pass rate in other areas outside Matabeleland as well. Mm-hmm. It could be high numbers in Matabeleland, but we do have other areas too that have got 0% pass rate outside Matabeleland. However, again, the speakers and listeners that have come through are indicating the issue of language, which we have reflected on earlier on. Mm-hmm. And it is true, the issue of language must really be promoted. There is an attempt by government to train educators, particularly examiners of various languages, so-called minority languages. Mm-hmm. There is no language that is a minority anyway. Mm-hmm. We have languages that are spoken by fewer people more than being a minority language. So all languages are important. And there is a training that is going on. And as we speak now, there are some educators that have been going through higher and tertiary education in developing those languages. And that is a positive development. So what we now need to do is to understand that any nation can be united by language and understanding what the other people are doing through their language. That is what we should be encouraging now, and encouraging our people to know that if I speak to you, it is Mapona Bieni, you must be able to say, That is how a nation can become effectively united through language. And I would suggest that the teaching of these languages must continue in our schools, and even the educators themselves must continue to be taught those languages. That's the one way of building up for the future. Mm-hmm. But the correction now is to try and address in the shortest possible time by engaging teachers or engaging prospective teachers from those areas that are currently disadvantaged in order to bridge the gap.
Now, Doc, there's something that I was, as I was doing my research on the topic itself, I was reading on some things and reading articles and interviews that have been conducted by different outlets. Now, the chairman, Oweboda Zimsek, or Professor Eddie Mwenje, he's been quoted saying, this should be cautioned, the country against ringing alarm bells yet. These results should not be something that scares Abantu. And he continues to say the issue is that we had a spike in 2018, but this year's national pass rate of 46.9% is within ranges we're getting in the previous 5 years. He continues to say we're still happy and hope we maintain the 2018 national pass rate. All participants should thrive to enhance quality of our education sector for the betterment of the country. Is this range something that should be that people should be worried about, or should we go according to Professor Mwenje's words and say, you know, it's just a once-off thing, it's something that we shouldn't be scared about?
Professor Mwenje is correct in that analysis. And he's also taking it up from the perspective that in any normal distribution, you'll find that the cave is almost in that range. And I think there's nothing wrong with that analysis. But at the same time, there is also something wrong with us, because we've become an examination-oriented nation where we are no longer emphasizing on the competencies and the skills. Hence, the emphasis that we are now putting on is, what should the child come out from school with? Does he come out with flying colors academically? We show that they are a high intellect, and which intellect they may not apply in real life to solve challenges that the society is facing. Or the child should come up with practical skills that will make them very relevant and also improve their own standard of life or quality of life. That is what we are moving away from. The examination oriented testing and eventually grading of our people according to what they have passed in a single hour or 2 hours of examination. So we should be looking at the skills rather than the examination results.
What's in Mbambo Mlomo, Doc? And then I'll come back to you, Angus.
Thank you, man.
All right, Zimbabwe Musheha, a pasara 10 minutes, Pachurunga Chediche Vechidiki, Ushelo, the connection, Panewa Terri, Rakonda, Rupinda, Chinura, Maundrao, Tinotenda Zukuru, Regate, Tero, Mom Terri, Rupinda Pachurunga, Tinzo, Vanoti, Nenya, Tnayum Gango, Kola Kolam Terri, Dom Kamchram Churunga, and Denari Popar Narab.
Hello?
Yes, Ntate, how are you?
Yeah,
you are an act. Kor, Wabaka Standard.
Tube,
Tube, Ukaijate.
Yang kena pe ev ev suara lap.
Aus telung bono aku tu.
Iya bapa.
Niti aus telung bono aku.
Eh, problem ni tu lap. Aus say, I problem ni ama Afrika. African dia, pada tribal ini, ni problem ni aku la. Pada uti kule mukso eman ni abon. And uya kagelo uya bona ematilerin. Si second grade. Wabunga kangela, ibi ama minister denga kete. Sebe kuhoto, sebe kwa hivyo, na watu ya harare. Mbebole. Kaba, asikurunyelwa, nubali na mketa, ndia wana, o, pili mkari, umuto wano sima kwa na hale, kakari, uze magakimu, wana hape kaya wana. Uguti, wakete lwane, ay, kasa wansi, mbebole. Hii problem is now emateve elendi. And that thing is the whole Africa. Well, the problem is not solve the problem. We want to solve Shobonyana. We have to solve everything in Africa. Whole Africa has got a sickness. It's a very terrible disease. We want to see it's a small site. We want that thing. We want in Africa yonke, not in Zimbabwe. Manje ezimbabwe wezi ngoba ama minister ama MP yetu kyafana ungamketa ngaba kansela kona zekhangela eHarare kuphela yiwa but wena umuntu wena engazafuna ukukhulisa indebele sefuna ukukhulisa shoni uyabona ufe kwadla ukuthi hayi mketa wabatshela ukuthi yizobamela ngikhulume something kule sense asozobona lobi isimauso whatever exploring ishopu yali yakho emathebeleni ndibe indlela isoze emathebeleni hayi labantu nyana lobi bengafuna kudandaba uyabona uyabona I problem is that, but mind that even those people from Mashora, they come to Mashora, they are there as well. But they forget that. But that disease is all over Africa. And we are not going to finish it except if we can stop this nonsense. That's the only thing we can play around with. Let's stop this thing.
All teachers in Zimbabwe should be tested on language proficiency, and during their training in local languages, a course for teachers should be introduced. Pana Tumisani Mkwananzi, uti, which local language have you seen Shona learning other languages? Tumisani, we can't continue to rely on this English language. All teaching should be done in local languages. The idea of saying Shona can't learn Jebele is not one of this generation. It's an old view that I will not sanitize it by engaging it. Hai, leamuzwa, abalaleli ngempela bayabhala imibono yabo, varikunyora maondo avo, ayi watinotenda zvikuru. Dr. Ndlovu, sekusele vele about, I think that's 2 minutes, bengicela ukuthi ugqibe uhlelo baba.
Yes, thank you very much. Okuqathekileyo ukuthi ke nxa sesikhangela ngezemfundo kasithuthukiseni imisebenzi yezandla, asithuthukiseni imisebenzi ezayenza ukuthi abafundi bethu babe luncedo, abafundi abazaba luncedo ezindlini, babe luncedo naselizweni nakumnotho wonke nje jikelele, babe ngabafundi abazakwazi ukwenza izinto ngezandla zabo besebenzisa le ngqondo. Lokho kuyinto eqakathekileyo, phecelezi phela sitho ukuthi inculcate skills and competencies that will transform the lives of these youngsters. But at the same time, it is also important to pay attention to the disadvantaged communities so that the disadvantaged communities can be given priority where it is necessary. particularly in the recruitment and deployment of educators, mm-hmm. so that their languages can too be given prominence in terms of teaching and developing the learners, so that they're not disadvantaged twice. Firstly, by having very few teachers, and secondly, by having teachers who are not competent to deliver at the right time. These are some of the most important things that we should pay attention to as we go forward. And I would emphasize, let's avoid being examination-oriented.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Ndlovu, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo isikhathi sesihlele uMangoyi, but thank you so much. Thank you. Zimbabwe Muhle, thank you so much. Kune mthereri wese apinda muchirongwa mese, munhu wese anyora ma comments pa mapage ili matatu. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Ngatisanganei panapa, same time, same place next week. Mutarisawo page redu reFacebook apo tichange tichikudza zvidobidobi zvatinoda kukupai. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Mike Hove, Zimbabwe Muhle. Bye-bye!